Every time of year, you know, represents unique opportunities for us to the serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different ways, to tap into here in Kochos. And certain months are pretty obvious what they're about and what we're supposed to tap into. Chodesh Elul pretty screams out at what it's about. Tishrei, Nisan, Adar, even Av. Look at the Cheshvan. Kind of is not one of those top 5-6 months that we would, you know, choose as it's one of my favorite ones. No. Some of the birthdays in Cheshvan, okay. But other than that, so what are we supposed to think about? What are we supposed to feel? You know, every month has its own unique character. Someone asked me, did I give this year before last year? No, I made this year today. Yeah, that's what last year we gave one about Avodah Chodesh Shvat. So maybe that's what one is thinking. But every month has the Avodah. So what exactly is it, especially with a title of Mar Cheshvan? You know, the bitter month of Cheshvan. What makes it bitter? And is that a positive? Sounds like a negative. Now, what exactly are we supposed to think? Especially coming on the heels of Tishrei, the month of called Yerach HaYesanim. Actually, tomorrow's Daf Yomi talks about the month of, that's what it's called, full of holidays, full of amazing moments. So what are we supposed to think about? How does this month compare to the previous one and independently? So what do we know about this month? So one time in Tanakh, something happened in Cheshvan, Beferish. We were drashim about the Mabul, but one time in Tanakh, what happened? The Beis HaMikdash was completed in Cheshvan. The Pasuk tells us in Malachim, U'bashana achas esrei beyerach bul. Bul, so some say is Mabul, right? That the according to one opinion, in Parshas Noach, it started during Cheshvan, but that's the month, the name in Tanakh, right? There are certain names, there are certain svarim. A number of the Svarim of Bavel and Paras mention names of Hebrew months. The Torah does not. But Esther and Daniel and Ezra, they mention Adar and Shvat, and there are some names that are listed. Cheshvan is never in the Torah, in Tanakh, except Yerach Bul, Hu Chodesh Hashmini, which is the eighth month, from Nisan, and Rashi there says, Hu Mar Cheshvan. Rashi in Malachim says, that's Mar Cheshvan. What happened on that day? Kala habayis l'chol dvarav l'chol mishpatav v'yivneu shevashar. It took 7 years to build. The Mefarshim say that's a great thing about Shlomo HaMelech because his own house took a lot longer to build, but he was mezaris to build the Beis HaMikdash. So is there something about that that could clue us in as to the avodah of this month? The Beis HaMikdash was completed. What does that tell us about this month? What else do we know? Let's say post-Tanakh. Yud Aleph Cheshvan, where we just had it last this week, is the Yahrzeit of Rachel Imenu. So that's on the calendar. Is that something that we can learn from? What else do we know in more modern times? Zion Cheshvan, okay, we started asking for rain, but Zion Cheshvan is the Yahrzeit of Rav Meir Shapiro. So in our day and age, thinking about somebody who really changed the face of the world, changed the face of Talmud Torah, I like to say what the Gemara in Brachas tells us about Torah Shebichsav, Chalamashlam Parshiyos Matzibur, Marichon Leyomav Shnosav, Rabbi Shapiro did the Torah Shebal Peh. Right? He connected and unified Jews through the Gemara, like the Gemara Brachas did through the Chumash. So what is it about Cheshvan that we can learn and maybe to put some of these together? So, three ideas. Some of these sources have come up over the past couple of weeks, but hopefully they're packaged differently and they're added on and seen in a new light. But just one of the sources we had already in a Parsha Shir, so you'll have to forgive me from 2 weeks ago. Okay, questions from Parshios that we read in Cheshvan. This is thought number one. There's going to be three ideas about the Avodah of Cheshvan. Thought number one, questions from Parshios that we read in Cheshvan. Number one, a question that we asked 2 weeks ago, why no Ur Kasdim in the Torah? The question of many Achronim. Now that's such a major event. You know, one would think Avram Avinu saved from the fiery furnace. Put that in the Torah. No, it's alluded to. It's alluded to in a pasuk. Hashem says, I saved you. Hashem would say, Sichem, your kasdim. I took you out of your kasdim. Anybody need a sheet? I saved you from your kasdim. Why isn't that in the Torah? We mentioned it in Adavidu, Masasas, Levavu, Nemal, Fanach, Motsisim, your kasdim. It's a major omission. Why is it left out? Number one. Question two. This week's parsha is the Akedah. The Medrash tells us, after the Akedah, Vayashem Avram al Narav, Avram comes back. Where's Yitzchak? Where's Yitzchak? He disappears. And he's not, in most of Chayasara, he's still disappeared. He's not at his mother's Levaya. He's not there finding himself a wife. 67 psukim, it takes his father and his father's Eved to find him a wife. And all of a sudden, he shows up in Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Yitzchak, where have you been? Ask the Medrash, where is Yitzchak? Says the Medrash, where all personalities in Sefer Bereishis disappear to, when they disappear, Shem wasn't, was old from, right from Noach. Shalchu Eitzel Shem, Lomor Mimenu Torah. He sent him to Shem to learn Torah. Aaron Avinu said, okay, you got to go learn Torah. Mashal Leisha Shinis Ashram Mipilcha, a woman who becomes rich, Amra, Holom and Aplach, Hazet, Asharti, Yod, Eni Zaz, Mitachaz Yadi Lola. Ra'avram. Okay, he sends him. And the question that we asked is, Yitzchak was ready to give his life. He was ready to put his neck out. Okay, that's Yitzchak. What more did he have to learn? He reached the highest levels. He reached the highest madrigas. The pinnacle of Avodas Hashem. The Rabbi Akiva, I've waited for this all my life. And now I'm going to mess it up. This is Yitzchak. So what did Avram have to send him to Shem Ve'Aver for? What more did he have to learn? And one final question. Again, these are all parshios of Cheshvan. We always read these. Some months don't always have the same parshios. Like this year is Hashana Muberes. So we're going to have different parshios in Adarish Adarsheni than normal. Right? We're going to have Shabbos HaGadol is going to be like Tazria. Right? Tazria Mitzora. I forgot the exact Achremos. I don't even remember. But it's Cheshvan always has the same parshas. How do we know that? Because there's always one parsha, trivia question, there's always one parsha that's always Shabbos Mevarchim. There's one parsha that's always Shabbos Mevarchim. What parsha is that? Bereishis. Bereishis is always Shabbos Mevarchim. So it's always going to have these parshas in Cheshvan. So, Vayera Chayasar. Think about the next two parshias that we're about to read. Vayera are life-changing, world-shattering events. Think about Vayera, angels coming to visit man. Metropolis destroyed by fire from heaven. Right? Treaties with non-Jewish nations. Akedas Yitzchak. That's a parsha. That's a parsha. And then we get the Chayasara. Where am I going to bury my wife? I got to find a wife for my son. It's so mundane. It's so, such a contrast. Like, what are we supposed to do with that? With Vayera and Chayasara juxtaposed right next to each other. So, why is there a constant not in the Torah? Two, why do you have to go to Shem Ve'Aver after the Akedah? Three, what's Vayera and Chayasara? So all of these have one similar answer. We used this in the past to answer one of them, but now we'll expand it. So Rabbi Fran quotes in one of his Sfarim from Rav Simcha Zissel Abroid from Sam Derech, which I looked in. I didn't see exactly that he said that, so I put it as Rabbi Fran, but it's more Rabbi Fran expanding expanding on the Yeshiva. Rabbi Fran says that sometimes there are glamorous, amazing, life-changing moments in our life. Mesiras nefesh moments. Moments that are like you don't build up to it and all of a sudden it's there and you have to act and you do it. And you know what? Rachmana litzlan, for thousands of years, Jews have been tremendously successful in those events. Some Jews who weren't ready to live their life as Jews. But when it says, do you want to... Are you a Jew? There are stories. You read Hasidic tales of the Holocaust. What's his name? Schneeweiss. I've quoted this before in Tisha B'Av. It's an unbelievable story in the Hasidic tales of the Holocaust. It's great, great summer reading during the 3 weeks. But one of the stories there is about this totally unaffiliated Jew that worked for the Germans, Vahulu, and the Blujava Rebbe asked him before Yom Kippur once, you know, if you could help us out, tomorrow's Yom Kippur, you know, if you could just put in a good word and not like. So he He did. He allowed them to do certain work that weren't violating any Malachas Daraisa. And all of a sudden, one of the Germans, this is what they used to do. The Bush of a Rebbe, which is most of the stories in the Chazir Tez Lahalakos are from him, he says that the Germans walked in with a tray of the most succulent, delicious, smelling, aromatic food and mead and bread and on Yom Kippur. And nobody moved. This guard Schneeweiss, whatever, there's a whole story there that he would eat on Yom Kippur too, and he paid for it with his life. So we don't judge anybody, and he was Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. But says Rabbi Fran, that's not what life's about. Life's not about those life-changing moments. Those are important, but that's adrenaline, that's a person can stand up. But life's about the everyday activities. Hashem didn't want to introduce the first Jew as someone who did this amazing, extreme moment. Right? There are two categories of nisyonos we have. There are the glamorous nisyonos, moments that are going to define who we are. And then the little nisyonos, what we face on a day-to-day basis. When there's a big nisayon, you can often muster up the courage and determination to make the proper decision. An Ur Kasdim was a glamorous variety nisayon. It was a deciding moment, monotheism, etc. But Ur Kasdim moments are fleeting. They don't represent an accurate depiction of the person who heroically emerges. There are the Lech Lecha nisyonos. There are the travelings and the headaches and there's famine and you don't have food in the house. A Lech Lecha nisayon is when you have to decide whether to get up on time for minyan. Lech Lecha is when you come home from work exhausted and you have to decide whether to learn with your child and help him with homework or tell him, do it yourself, I need to check my emails. No one classifies the challenge of should I learn with my child now or not as a defining moment in life, but that's life. And that's avoda. That's avoda. They're not glamorous or exciting, but that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from a Jew, because 95% of a Jew's life are Lech Lecha moments. And that's why he didn't start off with Ur Kasdim. And maybe, suggest the Shemen HaTov, Rabbi Bernard Weinberger, Dov Weinberger, in source number 5. He was Nifter about a year and a half, I think three summers ago. He was the Rav of the Young Israel of Williamsburg, in those days when there was a Young Israel in Williamsburg. And his beautiful Sfarim, see, he writes, maybe that's what Yitzchak had to go to Shem Be'Eber for still. Because Yitzchak was ready to die on Kiddush Hashem. But he still maybe had to learn more how to live on Kiddush Hashem. How to learn every single day. How to be a Kiddush Hashem example. Tzrichim lumorich lichyos b'Kiddush Hashem. The yeshu nisyonos kol yom v'yom. Zeh okashe. Bim b'siris nevesh chad pa'amit. Zeh tmidis b'chol rega v'rega. Every moment of our life. We have the chance and opportunity. Day in, day out. Overcoming lashon hara. Kavana when we make a bracha. Thinking about not disturbing my roommate. Well, there's so many. That's the day-to-day nisyonos. Says Rabbi Steinsaltz, in one of his many svarim, that's Vayerech HaYesara. Hashem is laying out the two types of moments we have in our life. We have the Vayera moments, and we have the HaYesara moments. And one is not more important than the other. And Avram Avinu served the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In both. Interesting, Avram is the subject in Chayasara too. It's Avram doing the burial and Avram finding his wife Yitzchak. It's the same person. According to one of the Rishonim, I think it's Rabbeinu Bachai, remember? The 10th Nisayon wasn't the Akeda. The 10th Nisayon was the headache he had finding a burial place for Sarah. That's a Nisayon. That's a Nisayon. The Akeda. And handling with Ephron. Yeah, because that's a nisayon we could all relate to. That's a nisayon of life. Parshas Chayesara lo ba lomar, the second paragraph. Sha'avram his dakin. Chayesara isn't about, Avram got old, you know, can't do what he can't have another vayera. So you know what? Kind of like rise off into the horizon. You know, the last scene of a movie, you see him galloping as the sun is going down. And by Avram, you know, he's old and, you know, over the hill. No. Amavinu is not, that's not Chayesara. Mashi melamedos osono sheish tkufos shonos b'chayim. HaTorah lo bones hadvar b'tzura kazu shal derach achas yish b'mahus adifas alashniya. One's not better, they're just different. That's Cheshvan. Cheshvan is a team with Tishrei. Tishrei are those glamorous moments. It's standing, hearing the shofar and Rosh Hashanah and the Beis Medrash, screaming out, Slichos, Yom Kippur, Sukkis, Hoshana Rabbah. Those are moments. Those are take-home moments. When you look back at the year, Beis Hashem, in a couple of months, you're not going to remember every day in the middle of Chor Hazman. Remember we did that Tosfos and I had the Kasha and we were thinking about it? Halavai, that should be. But we're going to remember. We're going to remember what we did Hoshana Rabbah night. We're going to remember Yom Kippur. But it doesn't mean that it's less important, the Cheshvan Avodah. It's a package deal. We need to serve Hashem every day, day in, day out. We can serve Hashem on the bus. We can serve Hashem in the dining room. We can serve Hashem on the playing ball. We can serve Hashem in the Beis Medrash. Rav Hirsch writes in one of his Sfarim that Cheshvan is from the word Chashu, is like quiet. Whisper. Because the Gemara says Chashu. Chushu. Whisper. Like, compared to Tishrei, it's like whispering. It's quiet. It's normal. But that's the Avoda. It goes into a team with Tishrei. Maybe this is just Drush. Maybe this is also related to in the Gemara in Zvachim, which has nothing to do with us, seemingly. The Gemara there has a suffix. The Gemara in the 10th parak of Zvachim, Kalat Hadir, is all about order of karbanos and the avodah of karbanos. And the Gemara asks, Yiboy Elohu, source number 7, Tadir and Mukudash. If you have a choice between Tadir Shina, Tadir Kodem, but the other choice is one that's more Mukudash. A karban, okay, similar might be Talis and Tefillin. Tadir versus Mukudash, which goes first? Tadir Mukudash. Ezer Kodem. Tadir. Kodim Shumsha Tadir, Omidomabakudish Kadim, the Kaddish. It's more sanctified. A certain type of carbon, maybe a musuf, is more sanctified than a tamid. So the Gemara doesn't come up with a maskana. No maskana. Bayadol Ifshadel. Raman Paskins? Whichever one you want. Amazingly. How many examples are like this in halacha? Like 3? How many examples do you have, like, whatever you want to do? You know, you want to hold like Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim? Mincha Mayrv? Just don't do it the same day. Right? So, Tadir and Mekudesh. Which one? The Raman Paskins, either way. Yaktim Ezim Ehem Sheyirtse. Whichever one. Maybe what's that about? Tadir means it's always there. It's common. It's day. We do it so often. And Mekudesh are the special moments, the sanctity, the amazing moments. It's the Chayasara and it's the Tishrei. Ezim Ehem Kadim. You choose because they're equal, the Rambam says. That's message number one of Chodesh Tishrei. Chodesh Cheshvan. I told this story. I told the story about on the bus with the Israeli electrical company. Close story?
Yeah.
I don't
know. What did I tell? I told the story before. I told it recently?
Maybe
I didn't
share.
I didn't share. Okay. Anyway, it's a great story, but. I tell you. Okay, fine. Okay, it reflects the idea of Cheshvan. It's not just Tishrei. Right, I'll tell it quickly. It was a story a couple of years ago. There was a woman, there's a chayelet that got on a bus in Beersheva. She gets on a bus, and all of a sudden she's sitting on a bus, and next to her is sitting, she's sitting over here next to the window, there's a woman crying on the telephone to the Israeli electric company. She's a single mother, and she's talking to her phone that wanted to turn off her electricity, and she's like, everybody on the bus, like one of those uncomfortable like moments, like you overhear the conversation. You don't really want to overhear the conversation. I guess it was before the sound canceling earphones, but everybody was heard. All of a sudden, somebody on the other side of her stands up and says to her, "Can I please have your phone?" She's like, "Can I please have your phone?" So after the shock wore off, she gave her phone to the man. And the man spoke to the electric company and took out his own credit card and paid her bill and gave the phone back to the girl. And she posted this online afterwards, "I saw an angel on the bus today." But that's a cheshvan moment on the bus. But that's Avodas Hashem. Message number one. Message number two. Oh, before, one final point about message number one. That's the avoda of Rameir Shapiro. That's the legacy of Rameir Shapiro, whose yard site is in Cheshvan. There's no greater message of Dafyomi. And again, I'm not I'm not suggesting that people in the years in yeshiva be learning Daf Yomi. But after one leaves yeshiva, the greatest, I mean, one wants to learn Daf Yomi in yeshiva, that's fine if one finds the time for it. But Yavama starts Pesach time, so we just miss it. It'd be Chazara. It'd be Chazara. It's true. Anyway, the greatest idea of Daf Yomi is the consistency and the day in and the day out. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It's just the every single day you got to do the daf. Come back from a wedding, have a crazy trip, you're traveling. His greatest legacy is just the daily routine. And that's Cheshbon. Okay, number one. Number two. Second idea maybe is exactly the opposite. What did we just say? Cheshbon works with Tishrei, but they're opposites. Cheshbon is these moments and Tishrei is these moments. Maybe there's another idea of Cheshbon, which is it's the Hemshech of Tishrei. And it needs to be the Hemshech of Tishrei. Rav Palm once asked, why is it that we have a Yaakov Akude? Right? Last year, Rav Hashem was open to make a bar mitzvah. My son Elio had a bar mitzvah. Vayakel Pekude HaKodesh. That's some lady. Vayakel Pekude HaKodesh. And the question is, what do we need those parashios for? That's over 200 psukim with kemat the same words. So it wasn't as hard for him, it was very long. But if you've learned Shruma Tetzaveh, it's even harder to learn Vayakel Pekude. Because it's like the same words with different trap. Right? So it's even more challenging. But the question is, what do you have to repeat it for? Shruma Tetzaveh, Vayakel Pekude. Says Rav Palm, there's a tremendous chiddush in Vayakel Pekude, and the Torah doesn't think it can emphasize it enough. Over 200 psukim. And what's that? There's one little difference between Vayakel Pekude and Shruma Tetzaveh. Shruma Tetzaveh? V'yasisa, v'yasisa, v'yasisa. It's the command, it's the tzivui. Do this, do this, do this. It's the plan. And Vayakel Pekude is, they did it. They followed through on their plan. They fulfilled their dreams. How many times in life do we have dreams to do something, that we have plans to do something? We want to do something and things don't work out as planned. Things come up. Every stage of life, there are plans and there are plans that don't come to fulfillment totally. I want to learn this. I want to build this type of family. I want to live in this community. There's always. Rav Palm says, the Chiddush of Yaakov Pekude is they fulfilled the plans exactly. Kasher Tziv Hashem as Moshe says 15 times in Pekude. Exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it, they built the Mishkan. Actuality. That's Cheshbon. Tishrei are the dreams and the plans and the yearnings and the hopes. What are we doing on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur if not for like thinking what I want my life to look like and what am I mekabel and what do I want this year to be and the tefillas that we have. That's the dreams, that's the potential. You know what Cheshbon is? It's the beginning of, okay, Lamaisa, bring it. Don't forget what we were thinking. Remember what we felt like after Rosh Hashanah davening. Remember what we wanted to do. We need to bring a Lamaisa. That's what Cheshbon is about. Making sure we don't forget what Tishrei was, bringing it Lamaisa. It's an amazing Rashi in Sefer Shmuel. Pasuk tells us in Sefer Shmuel, David HaMelech moved to Yerushalayim from Chevron. And what happens? Vayomer HaMelech al Nasan HaNavi. The king tells Nasan, Re'e Ano HaNavi Yeshiv Beis HaRazim. David says, I'm sitting in a beautiful house. Hashem doesn't have a house. What does Nasan tell him? Kol Asher B'Levavcha Aseh. David, go build the Beis HaMikdash. Go build the Beis HaMikdash. Ki Hashem Imach. Hashem is with you. Vayhi B'Layla HaHu. On that night, Nasan has a dream. Vayidvar Hashem al Nasan Leimar. Leich V'Yamata Alav Yidash. Go tell David he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. He can't. Here it doesn't give a reason. In Divrei Hayamim it says, because he has blood on his hands, you have to have a king of peace that builds. So he goes. He has to go tell David he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. Asks Rashi. He calls Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa of Siyum fame. Says Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, why did he have to go in the middle of the night to tell David? Why don't Hashem tell him, Nasan, tomorrow morning after davening, while you're taking off your talis and tefillin, go talk to David HaMelech and say, David, Hashem changed. Hashem doesn't want you to do it. Let's go wake him up in the middle of the night. He says, go! Go! Leif Yamarta! Says Rashi, unbelievable, name of the Medrash. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Nasan, Ha'adam Hazeh Shani Mishalchecha, Mishalchecha Etzlo, Mahiru! He's someone who acts with alacrity. He's someone who, when he has a plan, he does it. He runs with it. David's probably been on the phone half the night already, getting lumber from Lebanon, where he's going to get the jewels from and the gold from. If you wait till the morning, it's going to be totally done. He's going to have everything finished. Go now and stop him. Because you don't want to, wait so long. Because David was a man of doing. David was a man of cheshvan, and not just Tishrei. Once he had the plans, he put him into place. That's what we have to mirror. David HaMelech. We have to remember those moments. Think about those moments. What we want to work on. How we want to bench. How we want to treat each other. Who do I want to call every week? Who do I think in my family needs a phone call every week? Who would appreciate if I send them a Dvar Torah? All of these plans that we had. Another Shemana Tov also says, maybe this idea is also reflected in this week's Parsha Akedas Yitzchak. Why do we focus? We call it Akedas Yitzchak, which means the binding of Yitzchak. Why is that detail so crucial? Akeda, the binding. That's just like a little detail in the story. Why don't we call it Sreifas Yitzchak? Or Halas Yitzchak? Shchitas Yitzchak? What, only Lomafreya, that he didn't actually do those things, so he only bound him? Says the Shemana Tov, unbelievable. The Medrash tells us, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, he quotes it on the first line, B'shar Shabikesh Avram La'akod Yitzchak B'no Amar Lo, Abba. When he was about to bind him, Yitzchak looks up at his father, and he's on the Mizbech, and says, Dad, I have something to ask. He says, sure, what is it? He says, make sure you tie me tight. Says, why are you saying that? Because right now I'm inspired and I'm ready to do it. But you know what? When I see the knife above me, maybe I'm going to start shaking and I'm going to pasul up the shechita. Kaftani yafe yafe. Tie me down very tightly. What's the message? Yitzchak was inspired at the moment. He felt like he wanted to do it. But he knew that inspiration doesn't last. He knew that there will be a time in the future that he might not feel the same way. So he takes precautions right now. He puts things in place now so that when he doesn't feel it as much, he's already in the zone. He's already doing it. V'zeo nekudas mesiras nifla. De'eno mistapik mashu achshav muchan l'malos ratzon Hashem. Ela roes anola l'machar. And that's why we read this on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah is a day that we all have these plans and ideas, but we have to take it and make it lamaisa. We have to make sure that it stays with us. I've quoted many times the one-liner story that I've had. My one time I was in YU for Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur I asked Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn Shlita, I said, Rabbi, how was your Yom Kippur? And he says, Shalom, I can't tell you how my Yom Kippur was now. Ask me in July how my Yom Kippur was. Did it change me? Did it affect me? At least in Cheshvan. July 1st, I'm always nervous. Because I always think of that story from many years ago. Yes, me in July. Okay. July 1st. But Cheshvan is about taking it l'maisa. It's not just about Tishrei, it's about bringing it home. Once read a book years ago. It was a book called, by Malcolm Gladwell, called The Tipping Point. Read it? This is one great quote. There are a lot of great quotes in there. I try to find this quote. I think this is the quote. I like try to find this, like all these quotes. He talks there about how people can change their lives and make a difference based on one moment in their life. So he writes there, it wasn't the moment that changed their lives, but the fidelity to the moment. It wasn't the moment, but the fidelity to the moment. It was the loyalty. They took that moment with them. That's what Cheshvan is about. It's taking Tishrei with us, putting it into Lamaisa. Don't leave it in the dream stage. It's got to be Lamaisa. And maybe now we understand. That's why. What's the one thing in Tanakh that happens in Cheshvan? The Beis Hamikdash is completed. That's the greatest plan put into fruition in history. The goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a Makom Hashras HaShechina in this world. took a long time to get there. Right? Basically, when did it start? When did that plan start? With Avram Avinu. With Avram Avinu. And the plan was completed. When do we say? When was the pinnacle? Right? Beis HaMikdash. Not Har Sinai, not even Knesset Laaretz, when we have a Beis HaMikdash. That's the ultimate fulfilled plan. So it's most appropriate for Cheshvan. So we have to make sure to be like David HaMelech. We have to make sure we can even write it down, put it into our phones, set an alarm for Hanukkah about three things I want to work on. I want to make sure I wanted to work on it in Tishrei, and I want to make sure that in a month from now I'm still working on it. Number two. So number one, it's the opposite of Tishrei. Number two, it's the Hemshech of Tishrei. And finally, number three, third idea. Besides the lack of holidays in this month, it's dark outside. Right? When I daven, maybe when you daven too, it's dark. You get up, it's really hard. You know, it's much easier to get up when the sun's shining, the birds are chirping. Now it's getting dark, we'll change the clock in a few weeks. Besides the fact that there are no holidays. But, you know, days are getting shorter. You get out of afternoon Seder, it's already kind of dark. What's the message? What's the message? So I didn't give it to you, but Rabbi Lamb has an amazing drasha. Do you have anything that you can read from Rabbi Lamb? It's amazing. Yes. Called Shiva 70 Faces, 70 of the best drashas. Now we have Rabbi Lamb on Chumash. There's one on Moadim. He has one article on Moadim called The Three Who Cried. And he talks about the three women, three of the women who we remember on Rosh Hashanah that cried. I mentioned this? Mm-hmm. Right? So I think I mentioned, when did I mention this?
I'm going to make it for Shabbos.
Oh, for Shabbos. Okay, so I'm going to relate it and just add something. Right? So I can say it quickly then. Right? The three who cried. It means that people are listening on a late Friday night. Okay, so who are the three who cried?
Sisra.
Aim Sisra, Hagar, and Rachel. Aim Sisra, she denied reality. Just to say it quickly. Right? She denied reality. My son's coming back. Hagar was consumed by reality. And only Rachel Imenu. Hagar, this week's parsha also. Right? She threw away her baby while Rachel Imenu, whose yard site is this month, looked at reality in the face and said, I could conquer and I can make it a better place. And Akobi De Shemayim puts me your Shemayim, but I could still do something. That's Rachel Imenu. And maybe that's a third message of Cheshvan, to see light in darkness. As the physical darkness is happening, as Cheshvan has no holidays in it. So it looks spiritually dark, it looks physically dark. Rachel Imenu, Rachel, who had such a hard life. We didn't go into this so much on that Friday night. Rachel, her love of her life married someone else first. She gave her sister. And she didn't have kids for a long time, and then her sister, and she died in childbirth. What kind of life is that? And yet she sees the darkness and says, Me'an alihinachim. Rachel mevaka albaneha. She's still going to go forward in challenging times. She's still going to focus. This I mentioned maybe that Shabbos also, but I'm going to give a different answer. Remember the story of Adam and Chava. Right? After the dust settles, punishments are meted out. Right? So what happens? Let me say it this way first. Ask another question. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, after the whole story, gives them clothing, kasnos or. If you look at the Medrash, Rabbi Meir, the Medrash says, had a different letter in his Torah. Is that literal? Did he just read it differently? We don't know. But the Medrash tells us, look at source, I didn't write number 14. Okay, I must have skipped one. On the bottom, Breishis Rabbah. Vayas Hashem Elokim La'adam, on the bottom of the page. La'adam kasnos or vayal bishem bitoraso shall Rabbi Meir matzu kasav kasnos or with an av. Clothing of light, not clothing of leather. What's going on here? What does that mean? Kasnos or. Whether he had a literally a different Torah or not. Adam Arishon, back to the story. Right? What happens after the punishments? There's such darkness in the world. There's death in the world. His wife just brought death to the world. He turns around, and what would we might have expected? What would we have done? Great job, honey. No spouse ever did something so terrible and as egregious as you did. You brought death to the world. Nobody messed up more than you. And what does Adam do? He turns to Isha and says, I'm going to name you Chava because you're Eim Kol Chai. Adam sees light in the darkness. Adam realizes that he's the beginning of humanity, and even though this is a new reality, he's able to see the light in the darkness. What does Hashem give him? The very next pasuk, Kosnos Ar. He's Zoche, the clothing with light, with shine, because that's how he just acted. He just was able to see the light in the darkness. See the light in the darkness. Right? Isn't it interesting that if you flip around some of the letters of Cheshvan, you get Choshen. Right? The Choshen had the jewels on it, the stones that lit up. That lit up whenever the Kohen Gadol had a question. It looks dark. When the Urim and Tumim is not working, it's dark. But then it lights up. Because that's what Cheshvan is about. Cheshvan is about seeing the light in the darkness. This physical darkness getting out, we have to keep it going until we physically light lights in the next month. If we could able to see the light in this month, then we have Chodesh Ha'urim, right? The month of light which follows. But we have to make sure that we see that. So, if Rav Meir Shapiro teaches us the first message of day in, day out, it's not just Tishrei days, it's Cheshvan days. And the Beis HaMikdash being finished in Cheshvan teaches us the second message, and that is dreams being fulfilled. Don't let Tishrei go by the wayside. Bring it with you into Cheshvan. Rachel Imenu, whose yard site is in Cheshvan, teaches us this third message, and that is being able to see light in darkness. Maybe even Rabbi Meir, we don't have time to go through Rabbi Meir's life. Bruria, his wife, is a Medrash, remember that Medrash that they lost two sons? And it's maybe Rabbi Meir, but Rabbi Meir is the one that says, Kosnos Ar. And maybe also we can now explain Mar Cheshvan. Because often in life, things are bitter. You ever take medicine? It's bitter, but we know it's good for us, and afterwards it's going to be better for us. But Mar on the outside doesn't mean it's really. Sometimes it's hard to have just day in, day out, same old, same old. Sometimes it's hard to put plans into place. Sometimes it's hard to see light in the darkness. But that's only at the beginning. Tchilas Omar, v'sofo matek. It comes out to be sweet. Right? We just have to persevere. And it's Mar, but then it turns into Cheshvan Chushu. It's the secret, the quietness. Maybe it turns into Choshen, it turns into light. But we have to make sure to take all these messages in this quiet, in this bitter of months. But there's so much underneath that we could gain. And if we could do this, maybe we could gain the messages of Tishrei in Cheshvan, being in Eved Hashem every single day. I'll end with the mashal of the Dubna Magid. Maybe I've mentioned this before, but it's one of my favorite. You know, there was once a man that came on a boat, and he was going to going to an inn, whatever. So he tells the porter, bring my suitcase. I'm going to go to the inn and just bring my suitcase when it comes. Okay, so he goes to the inn, and he's waiting, and all of a sudden he sees the porter is schlepping his suitcase, and he sees the porter is schlepping and sweating, and the guy screams out, "You have the wrong suitcase! It's not mine! It's not mine!" The porter's thinking to himself, there were 10 suitcases that look like this. I don't know what he's talking about. So he keeps schlepping and keeps schlepping. It's his suitcase. I know it's his suitcase. The guy says, "It's not my suitcase." When it gets closer, like if I'm here, "I'm telling you, turn around. It's not mine." He's like, "How do you know it's not yours? There were 10 like this. It's yours." He says, "You're schlepping and crexing and sweating and groaning. My suitcase is light. It's not heavy at all. If you're groaning and schlepping it, that means you have the wrong suitcase." Says the Dubna Magid, if we're going through life crexing and groaning and whining, we have the wrong suitcase. That's not the Avodas Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. And we have to try to switch suitcases, if that's the case. Our suitcase is light. Our suitcase is Gishmak. Our suitcase has so much to offer. Every month of the year, there's something to think about. Right? We can think about the Avodah of each and every month. Maybe Cheshvan seems the most bland and the most quiet, and there's nothing to talk about. But maybe there is. Maybe there's what to do in every month. We should be zochet to fulfill avoda that Hashem, that's upon us every day, every month. Hashem, zocha to learn a lot of Torah together and Hashem grow together as well. Okay. I apologize. Sure. Next week I'm not here. Next time I'll be on a plane, hopefully.